kind of have to be in constant conversation with yourself as an institution in terms of how you're doing as far as that goes, and to be listening to the feedback you're getting from grantees, from communities, about how it looks from the outside, how it feels from the outside, regardless of what the intent was. So moving on to grantee governance, the big question is, you know, how should private foundations evaluate, or should they have any role in the governance of grantees? And I think this, again, goes back, I'll keep referring to our last panel, to what Liz talked about, is that I think it's become very clear, if you want to do strategic philanthropy and you want to serve organizations that have been traditionally left out of philanthropic investment, they won't have the same governance structures, capacity of universities and big hospital systems and very well-established, traditionally well-funded charities. And that can inhibit their effectiveness. It can be a point of risk, especially when they're undergoing very, very fast growth, which is what we saw after the racial reckoning and the reproductive justice decisions. We've seen organizations grow exponentially, and that is a blessing and a curse, as everyone in this room knows. And so I think foundations do need to pay attention to what the grantees' foundations are, meaning what's the structure? What are they building? They're building this big thing very quickly, and what does it rest on? At the same time, I think we have to identify, acknowledge that power dynamic and be really careful that we aren't paternalistic, that we aren't overly prescriptive, but really to empower them and give them the resources to make sure that as they build, they are able to sustain. Because sometimes those rapid influxes, without that attention and giving an organization the space and the resources to build up their foundational structures at the same time, can actually do more damage in the field than good. You can see those organizations topple or face real challenges very quickly. And so I think it's a real imperative that we pay attention, but not in an overly prescriptive way. Really going back to what Liz talked about in terms of providing technical assistance, providing resources, both directly to the grantees and funding those organizations in the field that are out there to provide resources to grantees.
I agree. And I think that it's really easy, to your point, Kristen, to sort of rely more heavily on organizations that do have that larger back of the house. As a grantor, it's easier to know if you have fully staffed finance department, a fully staffed legal department, that you can feel some level of security that your funds will be spent in a certain way and have certain accounting with respect to your giving. But to your point, I think it's our job as grantors to really lean in and have conversations with our grantees to better understand their capacity, to better understand their governance, and to look for space that we can provide that additional help, that additional support to the extent it's necessary to help them sort of build up their shop, to provide support to them and their overall work. I think it's supportive of your direct grants to that entity, as well as the larger philanthropic field.
Yeah, and I think it's important that it feel more like a conversation than a test. That it's not that an organization has to have these five things in order to get a grant from your organization, but to start to have a conversation about where they are and what they think they need and what they might not have the luxury to have thought about before, because when you're trying to keep the lights on and your community feels under siege, governance is not top of your mind, nor should it be, and to have deep respect for that. But it is. And the part about that, this comes back to trust philanthropy, is that that is not a transactional experience. That is one that takes time. And I think that's something that we have to encourage our program colleagues to think about. You can make, 20 grants badly, or you can make 10 grants well. And when you're entering into a new space, the time to build that trust and build those relationships with humility really matters. And it's not a traditional role for lawyers, I think, to be in that space, but I think it's become the default where we're often in that space.
This is such an interesting and helpful exchange, especially sort of coming from the sort of outside counsel perspective. This sort of line or tension between, you know, as private foundation funders being prescriptive and being supportive. And sort of, you know, sometimes as, you know, external counsel, you know, with our sort of compliance, you know, sometimes we have a compliance focus for our private foundation clients. We want to make sure, you know, they're doing everything that within the sort of compliance boundaries and regulatory sort of space that they need to live in. You know, not to suggest that as outside counsel we don't have, you know, we don't consider practical considerations and sort of real life concerns and how to support grantees. But it's so helpful to think about that and sort of how we as external counsel can be supportive to private foundation funders to support grantees in that way that sort of strikes that balance between being, you know, you don't want to be sort of too prescriptive or interventionist. But you want to sort of encourage capacity and support at the same time, and sort of how you all internally are dealing with those, that sort of tension, that's very sort of informative, I think, for us about how to sort of better advise you. And I know we've sort of run over our time allotment for this piece, but we do have a fun hypothetical. Should we go for it?
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to go for it. I'm going to read the hypothetical, and then we'll let folks sort of come and provide their views. And we have a few of these in our slides, but we think we only have time for sort of one per section. So you feel free to sort of review and chew over the other hypotheticals, you know, in your free time as a fun exercise. Okay, so for this hypo, we have an employee of a grantee working on racial discrimination in the justice system who reaches out to let the foundation funder know that the organization's executive director has taken a prolonged leave of absence and the board has been unresponsive to the staff's concerns about continued leadership at the organization.